Columbus Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson expected to speak coming up here shortly. And I'm interested in hearing what Deshaun has to say.
He's going to say, I got to block out the noise. I've got to be better. I've got
to
get in sync with my wide receivers. I can tell you what
he's
going
to say. Why are we going to listen to him then?
When we get out of the quarterback room, I just like take my shoes off and go through the grass. Oh, no, that's Kevin. Sorry.
I don't think anybody should walk around out there. You never know. The grass is so perfect. But still, it would just be the injury luck of this team that you'd step on a bee.
I thought you were worried about chemicals.
Stephen Vogt made it official. Tanner Bibee will be the game four starter.
That would be for the Guardians, right? He's not starting game four for the Browns. That's already happened.
Do you want me to punch it for you? Because I'm happy to. Do you need me to? No problem. I'll take the heat.
It's yours.
I'll walk right over to the Justice Center.
We are getting closer and closer to you truly being the kid that goes, Miss Henderson, we were supposed to have a test today.
Yeah, you. Oh, bro. That is the best explanation I've ever heard.
So Bibee's going in game four.
Yeah.
Scooble is sitting there for game five.
Notice the lack of a denial.
Sorry.
Does that mean you better win games three and four or you're toast?
No. No, none of our starters are that guy. None of our starters are that. We don't have Scooble on our staff. What we do have is that bullpen.
What I mean is, do you have to win games three and four? Because you do not want to have to beat Scooble in game five.
I think they can beat Scooble in game five if they need to. They know how to do it. They just need to do things a little different.
Maybe bunt guys over and not hit into double plays.
Big fan of that bunt. Sorry. I know. Why would you want to give up an out?
I don't like the idea.
Why would you want to move runners over?
Honestly, I don't like the idea of bunting with two outs.
I see a third baseman who is standing basically in the outfield, I am going to bunt.
I am great for bunt singles. I
am not talking about sacrifice bunts.
Okay, good.
No, we're on the same page. Yeah. I'm not
sacrifice bunts are stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. So now I feel like we've bonded.
Yeah.
Because I had ill will towards you for the last 2 days over this bunting thing.
No, I'm here for bunt singles.
But if you're going up against a guy who hasn't given up runs for the most part all year, you're going to give up an out to try and get guys in scoring position?
No, because it actually lowers my ability to score runs.
Okay. Mm. All right. I also am not a fan of the sacrifice bunt.
I don't know. First and second, nobody out, I might bunt.
First and second and nobody out, I might bunt too.
No way I would bunt. No.
Who's up?
Get myself out of an inning.
Put men on second and third, and then you're going to intentionally walk somebody to load them up.
Put the double play back in order?
That's a valid point.
Strikeouts galore in modern baseball.
But at that point, you got a guy on third. Double play with one out brings in a run. With nobody out. No, forgive me. I just talked myself into that. No, I get it.
Jeff, runners first and second. You're up against Scooble. Rocchio's at the plate.
Oh, I'm bunting.
Thank you.
Swing the bat. It's what we're paying you to do, son.
Except then you're going to walk.
No, I'm paying you to get runners in scoring position. Okay. And my second hitter's going to be my DH.
Kyle Manzardo or David Fry?
Yeah. So.
Well, it would be David Fry if Scooble's still in there.
And your team is fast enough. You only have really one truck on your team, and that's Josh Naylor. That's pretty much the only truck this team has. So
you're saying he's the only guy you wouldn't let bunt?
If they're standing on a base, they have a chance to score. Like, this whole scoring position thing has always made my head spin, too, because it's like you're standing on a base. You have a chance to score. Like, this is ridiculous. You only have one truck that you have to look at and be like, I don't know if that guy has a shot.
Yeah, but if you're standing at first, odds are you're going to need a double to score.
If you're standing at second, odds are high you're going to need to run a double to score.
No.
Guys' arms are too good now. Not to mention you're conservative most of the time.
No, I'm not conservative. I'm going for it. That's who I am. I'm going to roll in my house that way, baby. I'm sending him.
Live and die.
If I'm fast enough, we're hitting third and going home. Round in third and heading home.
I just don't want to get to a game five.
Why? It's here. I'm not scared of game five.
Yeah, how'd that go for you in game two? It's here. We're going against Scooble. Oops.
Okay. Well, if you want to be scared of your own shadow.
I'm not afraid, Andy.
I'm
looking at what I saw in baseball all year.
All I know
Scooble was basically an unhittable pitcher most of the year.
I know our crowd wasn't worth any runs the other day, but I got to tell you, the electricity is pretty amazing if you can get one across the plate. So. Our crowd can make a difference. It can. It didn't the other day. So I'm not scared of game five. I'm not scared of Scooble either.
Apparently, the NFL is reviewing a message worn by George Pickens, wide receiver of the Steelers, that he wrote in silver on the black tape under his eyes.
Okay.
It said, open, always. The word starts with an F. Open, ing, always.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he had it on his face.
What's to investigate?
I don't know. The spelling, it appears like it was in order. Oh, the NFL. These poor guys. You know, they've got some big issue things to deal with. And then guys going right eye black, stuff like that.
And forget about the dirty word in there. Wouldn't you have put always, then the word, then open, rather than open, dirty word, always?
You know, Andy, what I've learned recently in life, and I don't like it because I'm usually a stickler for grammar and such, as you might know.
Yeah.
I keep hearing from somebody I love dearly that, well, languages evolve and people evolve and the languages evolve. It's like one thing that's...
One of your kids is saying this to you.
No, my wife.
Oh, really?
Who is a voracious reader.
Okay.
Language evolves. I'm like, yeah, well, it's evolving wrong.
Yeah, wouldn't you say you're always...
Yes, you would, Andy.
Open.
Yes.
Rather than open, always.
Well, but you only have so much room on the tape.
Well, but if
it's the same amount of letters.
I'm trying here, boys. I don't know. You know...
It's like one thing I don't like that's going on now with the language. It's like instead of saying, for instance...
Excuse me, hang on. If you're on Jeff's lawn right now, please get off it. No, okay, go ahead.
Have you noticed this is going on in our world now? Where I could say, Andy Baskin is a really nice young guy who does a terrific job on his radio show.
Thank you.
Instead, people are saying, Andy Baskin, nice young guy who does a good job on the radio show.
Well, that's a cadence issue.
Andy Baskin, nice young guy.
When you're emphasizing the comma, that counts for something. At least we know a comma's there.
But see, instead of making it a complete sentence, it's all phrases.
I was looking for a picture of this, and it was deleted.
There aren't many pictures. Not where I'm looking.
Never mind. I'll find it.
Check the four letter.
Oh, you can read it straight out on the four letter?
There it is, right there.
Wow.
Well, I see writing on it. I'm assuming that they're...
Oh, no, there was a good, really good picture of it that was someone had it on Reddit.
Okay. Mike Tomlin was unaware of that. Which is strange.
How could you be unaware of that?
Which is strange because he had an extra day to do it because his press conference wasn't until yesterday.
That's a gigantic find.
He also played Pickens only a career low 34 snaps on Sunday. But says he has no issue with him.
Again, I still don't understand why you would... Oh, here we go. Now I got another chance to see it.
Because language evolves, Andy.
Oh, okay.
Language evolves.
Wow. That is goofy.
Give me some advice for Deshaun Watson coming up against Philadelphia on Sunday.
Is there any chance that maybe he just said, I need a breathe right, and somebody else wrote that on there?
Yeah.
Got confused mistake. With another player?
That's not a breathe right.
You know, those equipment managers, they always get my curse words confused.
That is not a breathe. No, it's just straight black
that's
tape.
That's the black tape.
Yeah,
which, by the way, is much neater than the black grease. I don't know how you get that off.
Yeah, and then...
I mean, if they're looking
at... How do you not think you're going to aggravate...
If they're looking at Odell's shields, they're going to look at messages on black tape.
That's just...
Not smart.
Dumb. Yeah, it's just dumb.
It's not smart.
Yeah, that's... what do you think? $100,000? At least.
Yeah.
That's a $100,000 fine?
And the four-letter points out... in 2015, you might remember Cam Hayward was fined for writing Ironhead on his eye black in a tribute to his dad.
Yeah.
And that same week, D'Angelo Williams, who was with the Steelers then, was fined for wearing the eye black that said, find the cure, to honor his mom and his aunts who died from breast cancer.
What were they fined?
I don't know.
You're kidding. Like, no. What you're going to find
sometimes
someone.
The NFL just
that's
does
just
silly
stupid.
Things, don't they?
That's even dumber than him putting that on his face open always.
The NFL does silly things.
Why would you find someone who's paying tribute to a lost parent? That's
ridiculous. Who played in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then what was the other one was for charity?
For breast cancer.
Oh, come on.
His mom and his aunts died of breast cancer.
Oh, ridiculous. The league should fine themselves for being stupid.
What advice are you giving Deshaun? Can you give him any advice?
Yeah, just here's what I would say to Deshaun. Look, it takes 11 guys to mess this thing up. Let's be honest. It's not all on him.
No, it's not.
He needs to get rid of the ball faster.
Bingo.
And there's got to be some kind of confidence with him and the wide receivers. And I don't know how you fix the offensive line in terms of him being better. It's just the offensive line just has to be better. I don't know that Deshaun can control that. He can make them look better by getting rid of the ball faster. That's true.
The thing about this to me, Andy, is this, and I think it's a fact, and I said it before the season. I don't think the skill position talent is overwhelmingly good on this team. I don't think it's bad.
Especially if Njoku's not at 100%. Well, I agree with that.
Yeah, and I think Amari is terrific. But, again, he's not CeeDee Lamb. He's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not Justin Jefferson. And Jerry Jeudy, I think, has played okay. And combine that fact, I think it's a fact, with the injured offensive line and the lack of commitment to the running game, it's put Deshaun in a bad spot. And I don't think he's done anything to help the situation. To me, this might be the most telling thing. In a league where, and though teams are starting to run the ball more, in a league that's still designed to favor the passing game, Deshaun hasn't thrown for more than 196 yards in a game.
All right, gentlemen, we now go to Berea this for year. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. My other buddy over here is Stevie Wonder-loving Dan Menigan. God bless him. I listen to Deshaun Watson press conferences, Andy, and whether they are early in the season, whether they are in preseason, certainly now, I think one thing.
Jeff, what is that one thing?
I think this, it shouldn't be this difficult. Every time I listen to Deshaun, I think it shouldn't be this difficult. And I think that from a football standpoint. It shouldn't be this difficult. The guy clearly showed early in his career that he was dang good. He was good. He was really good. And sitting out an entire season and then sitting out 11 games to start his Browns career, playing in six, coming back and playing in six, and then missing. I can't believe that has completely trashed his ability to play quarterback at the level he played it before. And that's the key. It's at the level he played it before because, Andy, he was really good in Houston. He really was. And I can't believe that time off trashed his ability to play it at that level anymore. And that's why I think every time I listen to Deshaun, it just shouldn't be this difficult.
I don't know. I mean, he's changed cities. He's had all of these lawsuits.
Kirk Cousins changed cities. He threw for 500 yards the other day. How'd that go?
It's not Jeff.
And they drafted a guy in the first round.
Come on, man. This is about what's going on behind the scenes.
Okay.
There's no way that doesn't affect.
Is it? That's the question.
I would
here.
Hope. Because,
Andy, it shouldn't be this difficult. Why is it? Because he clearly isn't the same quarterback that he was in Houston. And I wonder if we'll ever see that guy again. Nothing that we've seen here on any kind of a consistent basis makes me think that we're ever going to see that guy here again. Man, I sure hope we do.
You know, I think all Browns fans are hoping that you will see some sort of player that was in Houston at one point, but there's just no way. Is he human? I mean, yes, if he's human, there's no way that everything that's happened to him off the field hasn't changed him in some way, shape, or form.
I Couldn't agree with that more.
I'm not passing judgment on anything. I don't like the stories that have been told, but I wasn't there. He settled all these lawsuits, and the problem is the lawsuits in themselves.
I understand that. It shouldn't be this difficult. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.